Nolte, Commission chose twice registered Democrat to moderate upcoming presidential debate. By John Nolte on October 17, 2020. The Corrupt Commission on Presidential Debates, CPD, chose NBC's Kristen Welker, who has twice, registered as a Democrat to moderate the upcoming debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. Yep, here we go again. The New York Post reports that Welker, who will moderate Thursday's final presidential debate, registered as a Democrat in Washington, D.C., as recently as 2012. She also registered as a Democrat in her home state of Rhode Island in 2004. Welker's been a White House correspondent at far-left NBC News since 2011. Why is it so difficult for the CPD to get this right? Why? Well, it's not difficult to get it right, if you want to get it right. The problem is that the CPD is corrupt and has no interest in getting it right. How hard would it be to allow the Republican presidential campaign and the Democrat presidential campaign to each choose a moderator who will take turns asking questions? And why do these things always fall one way? When it comes to the CPD, these massive conflicts of interest always hurt the Republican candidate. When the moderator steps out of line, whether it's Candy Crowley's lying or Chris Wallace's bald-faced lies and constant interruptions, it's always against the Republican. The fact that it always swings against the GOP proves the CPD is not incompetent. What it proves is that the CPD is corrupt. It proves the CPD is rigging these debates to aid and abet the Democrat. It proves that whoever the Republican Party chooses to run for president in 2024 had better damn well tell the CPD to go to hell if they want my vote. The CPD is not even trying to hide its desire to rig this election. The choice of rabid Trump hater Chris Wallace was, on its face, a deliberate setup that played out exactly as anyone who is aware of Chris Wallace's lies, unprofessionalism, and conspiracy mongering expected. And then, in order to damage Trump, to label him as some sort of coronavirus super spreader, and without even consulting the Trump campaign, the CPD just up and announced the second debate would be a virtual debate. The CPD ignored the science. There was no doubt Trump would be corona-free in time for the debate, to damage the president. Oh, and for its second debate moderator, the CPD chose C-SPAN's Steve Scully, a liar and a cheat who interned for Joe Biden and who is in active communication, in active collusion with anti-Trump activists. And Scully is a man of such low character. After he got caught coordinating with anti-Trump activists, he lied about it, a lie the CPD helped spread, an audacious lie about being hacked. And now, for debate number three, the CPD chose a moderator who has twice registered as a Democrat. It's not as if we don't already know Welker is a far-left activist. Anyone who watches her neurotic cable news segments knows what she is. And the fact she felt the need to deactivate her Twitter account should have been an automatic disqualifier to moderate a debate. Good grief, a presidential debate moderator actively engaged in a cover-up of her own tweets. It's outrageously dishonest behavior. Watch her heckle President Trump here. Watch her give the Hillary Clinton campaign a heads up on the questions she's about to ask here. Welker's a fraud, a left-wing hack. Which is fine. NBC only hires frauds and left-wing hacks. So no, the news here that Welker is a twice-registered Democrat has nothing to do with her and everything to do with a corrupt commission on presidential debates that is actively seeking to rig this election and must be dismantled and destroyed before it is allowed anywhere near 2024. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.